www.ecoworld.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is the U.S. healthcare system a target for cyber terrorism? Or is it already a system of terror? That's the question as we go live once again today, my friends, all over planet Earth. Those of you listening on the United States of Health Talk Radio, that'd be you right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next couple hours live all over the planet, streaming through GCNlive.com as well as our wonderful affiliates around the country. Glad to have you here. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. The preview of all the things we'll attempt to get to today, plus your calls. Michael Badnarik, the author of Secret to Sovereignty, will be coming back today as well. And, of course, the question is, the U.S. healthcare system a target for cyber terrorism, or is it already a system of terror? Where else will you get this question asked? Nowhere in the media. Nowhere. Nowhere else but here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. It's good to be with you. This is as I was prepping to go on the air today, talking to Tom over there on the board, and that word just came out. What does good mean? I'm glad and it's good. It's good to be with you. And I'd love to hear from you today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, next couple of hours. This is on Medical News Today, by the way. Medical News Today, and I've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. They actually asked this question. Is the U.S. healthcare system a target for cyber terrorism? The U.S. healthcare system in the U.S., this is like redundant, right? The U.S. healthcare system in the U.S. is a $2.5 trillion, with a G, dollar industry. How is this possible? $2.5 trillion? I had Mike Adams on this last week, the Health Ranger on, and he brought it up and said, you know, once you say a billion and a trillion, it rhymes, and you think, well, it's not that different. But it's like, isn't it 1,000 billion is a trillion? I mean, that's ridiculous. Astronomical numbers. We're going beyond billions and billions of Carl Sagan at this point. $2.5 trillion industry. It depends heavily on communication and transfer of information by the Internet. No. It depends heavily on corporatism. It depends heavily on government-sanctioned monopoly for its very existence. And now they're trying to fear you and frighten us. Oh, my gosh. It's a target for cyber terrorism. That's what they're saying here. It could jeopardize lives and threaten patient care and privacy. Or as my friends in Great Britain say, privacy. No, it's far gone. It's far beyond that. It is so far beyond that. It's the system is not healthcare. You know that. It's disease management. It's disease management. And I'll tell you what. The healthcare system in America is not subject to terrorist attack. The healthcare system in America is terrorism. It is terror. Yeah, you just plug into it and you'll see what I mean. There is no nutrition involved in our healthcare system in America. There is no homeopathic medicine. There are no herbal medicines allowed. There is no energy healing permitted. Oh, sure, they'll use energy. They'll use toxic forms of energy, like X-ray radiation, ionizing radiation, to detect cancer that they will cause. And they'll use energy in the form of a magnetic resonance imaging scan, which is far less, or let's say far more benign than the radiation coming in through a mammogram, for instance. But is it healthcare at all? I would argue it is not. Outside of the extreme trauma that would bring you in on a stretcher and they put you back together like Humpty Dumpty. The healthcare system in America has very little to do with health and nothing to do with caring. It's a system of terror that is killing hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. Hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. And in one of Michael Badnarik's new articles, constitutionpreservation.org, Michael Badnarik, did I mention he's coming back on today? I think I did. Michael Badnarik, The Secret to Sovereignty, will be on with us at the bottom of the hour. He asked a question, basically quoting Police Chief Finch in V for Vendetta. If our own government was responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people or more, would you really want to know? Would you? Would you? Would you really want to know? The old media doesn't want to ask the question, although I will give props to Sanjay Gupta recently on CNN. He's been asking some of these questions. I don't know how much longer they're going to allow him to do that. We've got an article here. U.S. doctors screw up surprisingly often, according to a study. It's not news if you're a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. But if you're a dunderheaded medical mafia member of the media, like Nancy Snyderman, you'll say, oh my gosh, how dare you? How dare you, parents, ask questions about vaccinations, for instance. But this one is, I think it's through Yahoo here, livescience.com. Doctors make careless and dangerous errors like leaving a scalpel in someone's body after surgery surprisingly often, according to a new study. And the analysis was published December 19th in the Journal of Surgery. The Journal of Surgery. And it utilized malpractice records to find these instances where surgeons operated on the wrong patient or part of the body or left objects inside the patient after surgery. You know, I'm not, am I picking on modern medicine? No, you put your lives into your own hands when you go into modern medicine for surgery. I recognize it. And of course, if you need surgery, my gosh, God bless those surgeons who know what they're doing. But by and large, the surgeries are done needlessly because the Fear and Death Administration prevents you from knowing how to prevent them. Prevents you. Yeah, that's the preventive. That's the prevention that the FDA is promoting. Preventing you from knowing what would prevent disease. Isn't that great? Our government is all about prevention. The Obama administration, yes, let's prevent you from knowing what will prevent disease. And then we can say we're all for prevention. And they'll completely ignore what prevents what happened at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. The horrific act of a man-child, if we could call it that, who was likely on who knows how many psychiatric medications. A relative claimed to have said he was on FINAPT. We don't know. We don't have validation or verification, but clearly it looks like he was one of the children post-1991 to be hammered by the advanced, which we could call it, assault, terror on children when they expanded the vaccine schedule based on no science, but simply based on economics. We got to get these kids in there. We got to hit them hard. We got to hit them often with these needles. And where do they learn to be violent? In infancy. They learn violence against them, against their fellow man, woman, and child in this case, which is much more horrific, with the vaccine industrial complex targeting innocent babies just from the womb of their mothers. Hepatitis B shots. Why? How many of these children really at risk for hepatitis B infection? How many little babies are born out of their mothers that are intravenous drug users? Or immediately, you know, Mom, sorry, thanks for birthing me. Now I'm heading over to the neighbors. They're having a wild sex orgy party, and I'm going there. No, that's not happening. Yet they say, oh, we've got to inject your child with a hepatitis B vaccine. Never mind the fact that we can address hepatitis A, B, C, D, E, F, and G by utilizing other substances of creation, plant-based medicinals, and silver. Silver, which, by the way, the modern medical establishment uses it. You go in for burn care in a Shriner Center, the Shriner Hospitals, and they will use a silver-based drug called Silvadine, which is a crude form of silver compared to the silver hydrosol we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. including the Sovereign Silver First Aid Jail, which is much more active. What does silver do? Silver stops viral replication. It feeds oxygen into your cells, which will then, your immune cells, will be able to target and attack the bad guys. That includes what they may claim to be hepatitis B or C or A, doesn't matter. And it will facilitate or empower your immune system, as well as directly impact on the ability of those microorganisms that are considered pathogens to reproduce. That is true of yeast as well. But, like we said, prevention. Yes, the federal government, the Obama administration, the executive branch, Obamacare, all about prevention. What kind of prevention? Preventing you from knowing how to truly prevent disease. Those that are arguing that modern medicine is the greatest thing in the world, I will argue for it in terms of trauma, emergency intervention. But until those hospitals utilize homeopathic arnica, in the emergency rooms, they're fully well behind the times. Well behind the times, and they're not integrating truly all the wonders of the natural world into the advancements that they've made in surgical intervention when necessary. Cyber terrorism. Is the U.S. healthcare system safe? Let me know what you think. Or do you, like I, me? How do I say it? My wife will get me for that one. Believe that terror is the medical system. It's not going to attack the medical system. The medical system is the terror that is attacking millions of Americans every day. And that is not making the headlines like the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary. Why? You want to know why? I'll tell you. If you want to know why, hey, maybe you want to tell me why. Give me a call, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. The Robert Scadamel Show is on, and we are rocking the health world. Badnarik joins me at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show today? I won't bite, I promise. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you'd like to be part of the show and you want to know about the federal government and their prevention protocols, yeah, they're all about it. The FDA prevents you from knowing how to genuinely prevent disease every day. And if you ask me, oh, dare that you'd ask me, why do I say the healthcare system in America is terror rather than being subject to a terrorist attack, a cyber terrorist attack? Just go to the notes at robertscadbell.com and I'll show you. Lead the way. Yes. On the end of the world, the day that ended the world, are we still here? Is it all just a dream, just an illusion? Maya, by the way, the word Maya translates in history to illusion. Did you know that? Maya. It was an illusion that the world would end, wasn't it? December 21st, 2012. Web moment of duh! Why is the medical industrial complex put into place with the Fear and Death Administration, FDA, evidence of terror itself rather than being subject to potential cyber terror attacks? Look no further than Web moment of duh and its report on the FDA approving what? For what? Tamiflu for infants. Yes, that's right. The very drug that has been proved completely unable to do what they claim it does, that is reduce the severity and duration of flu by, about 12 hours, also comes with all kinds of delusional but real side effects. And now the FDA, that organization that makes sure that you are prevented from knowing how to prevent the flu legitimately without vaccination, is saying children as young as 2 weeks old may now be treated for the flu with Tamiflu. I kid you not. Can we disband at the FDA, please? Somebody overturn whatever it is they're doing. They're attacking children with needles and now Tamiflu, which of course we know here as Scammyflu. The FDA expanded its approval today, that was the 21st, for Tamiflu to include infants. They figured, it's the end of the world, who cares, right? Sacrifice children. This is child sacrifice. This is ritual child sacrifice, as disgusting as it is to have to say that. But the FDA, they're slaughtering innocents with their plans to make Tamiflu available for infants as well. It's bad enough that they were giving it to children at all. Infants under one who have symptoms of the flu. They don't even have to have the flu. Symptoms of the flu. Never mind that we could use the multi-strain flu relief formula from King Bio. Completely safe and non-toxic. Have you called them up? Do you have yours just in case? That's right. King Bio, 800-543-3245. Go back and listen to my archive programs, the Healing Revolution that we do every Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Frank King. You'll hear about it there. Go to kingbio.com. It's in the notes. I've got linked up some of the great products that are supporters of the show that I believe in and utilize. It's not approved to prevent flu infection in the age group. We're talking about Tamiflu now, right? Tamiflu not approved to prevent, well, any more than the flu shot actually produces Tamiflu. What does it, does a flu shot prevent Tamiflu? No, it'll probably make you run and get Tamiflu if you're dunderheaded enough and you haven't woken up enough to recognize that the flu shot does not prevent the flu. Cochrane collaboration, we've covered it here. Yet the mainstream polluted, toxic, pharmaceutically conflicted media. The First Amendment run amok. Those are the guys and gals that are yelling fire in a crowded movie theater. That's right. Do you watch CNN and Fox and MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC? They're all yelling fire in a crowded movie theater. Yet they say you can't do that. How are they doing it? By promoting the Scammyflu. By promoting flu shots. Hurry up, get your flu shots here. Do you understand that they are the marketing arm, the extension of the marketing arm of the vaccine industrial complex every year? That's right. They're promoting vaccines to prevent diseases that can only be prevented by restoring integrity to your gastrointestinal system and your liver. How many times do I have to remind you? As many times as it takes. That if you want to be strong through the winter months, you will do what you can to strengthen integrity of the gut lining, the epithelium, and the gut ecology. Many of you may have already ripped that thing a new hole because you have been abusing your bodies through the holiday season, the holiday parties, overindulging in good, hopefully organic sweets if you do them and treats, but many of you not. Creating inflammation within the gastrointestinal system and wiping out or upsetting the intestinal floral balance. So one of the things I'm going to tell you right here and now, the Fear and Death Administration doesn't want you to know, even though the science is clear on it, that the microflora has a lot more to do with preventing holiday influenzas, so to speak, winter influenzas in the Northern Hemisphere. So if you have not already done so, please say thank you. Call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He is at 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com. A lot of the food grown nutrients we talk about, I get the Dr. O'Hara's from him. My little kid, my little Ari, she's seven and a half. I know, accelerating. She's growing so fast. She takes her Browns every day. She calls the Dr. O'Hara's Browns. Darn it, my son is now taller than my wife. He's almost 13. Good Lord, how did this happen? What do they do nowadays? They still do bar mitzvahs? Oh my gosh, he's taller. I got to stop feeding him all this good organic food. Ah, man. Phone number to be part of the show today. We've got Michael Badnarik coming up at the bottom of the hour. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Have you changed your mind about guns since the Sandy Hook issue? Are you buying into the mythology that's being perpetrated or promoted by the mainstream media, the old media, that it's the guns that are the problem here in America? Or are you aware enough to recognize it's kids and adults who are on mind-numbing drugs, like SSRIs, and even prior to that, the kids that are put on speed, amphetamines, in childhood, because they wouldn't sit still in school, where they should have been out running the fields, running in the woods, and growing food outside of the school grounds or right on the grounds. Wouldn't that solve a lot of problems? Do you have any schools that are doing that where you are? If you're still sending your kids to government indoctrination centers, the best way to prevent school shootings is to stop sending your kids to places where they are defenseless. The gun-free school zones. That's something we'll probably talk to Michael Badnarik about as well coming up. You know, he's got a new book out, The Secret to Sovereignty. We covered it a few weeks back. I'll ask him how that's going. And if you're not familiar with how to exchange silver for goods and services, instead of Federal Reserve notes, he'll tell you how to do that as well. What else we got on tap today? FDA approves soon. Let's see, doctor screw up, U.S. kill. I think I've done. Oh, mistletoe. Sometime today, maybe I'll get to that. You know the mistletoe? You kiss under the mistletoe? Mistletoe. Now they're finding that it is truly a cure for cancer. Colorectal cancer. Yeah. In addition to breast cancer, the Iscador. We do it in homeopathic medicine. Mistletoe. They're acknowledging it. With science, oh my gosh, what are they going to do? Ban mistletoe in the house without a prescription? Is that what happens next? Yeah, if you live in a police state, do we? Maybe. Michael Badnarik will explain that and more when we come back from this break on the Robert Scadbell Show. Rocking the health world like nowhere else in media this Christmas season. Stay with us. Go to robertscadbell.com. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Hello, it's the Queen here. The Queen, do we have Michael Badnarik on the line? Michael, I understand you don't like to bow down to the Queen.
I don't like to bow down to anybody. I don't
Michael Badnarik.
Hi, Robert, how are you?
Bless you, sir. Sorry the Queen had to show up there because you had an article I have linked up in the show notes about she's not my Queen. What do you mean, Michael? The Declaration of Independence really matters?
It does to me. And I don't know how I got onto that, but, you know, we had all of this media attention to Kate Middleton's pregnancy. And, you know, I'm really happy for her. I know how, you know, joyous parents are when they learn that they're going to have, a baby coming. And I just thought that it was a little unusual that we had so much media attention. And then it dawned on me the reason that her pregnancy gets all the press is because she's the Duchess of something or other, I forget. And, she's married to the Prince. And it just seems so storybook all of a sudden. you know, castles and princes and, you know, fairy tale stuff that, you know, mom read to me when I was a boy. But it suddenly struck me as odd that we're still doing that.
Hmm.
You know, we occasionally ride horses because it's fun, but, you know, if you got to go any distance, you use a car.
Imagine that. But, I mean, there are people that don't want us to use those cars. Listen,
yeah, well,
this idea, Michael, and by the way, Michael Badnarik, my dear friend, he's author of a new book called The Secret of Sovereignty, and we have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, as well as one of my favorite books that every school should have to teach the kids about the foundations for our constitutional freedoms. That's Good to Be King. So isn't that interesting? You had a book titled Good to Be King, yet you don't like the Queen.
Well, the reason that I picked the first title was to separate myself, to claim the same status, the same rights that kings have. In England, King George owned everything. He owned the colonies. You know, he owned land around the world. Well, said who? Well, the king said it, and all these other people believed it. And what I was doing with the first book was almost a play on words, that I'm a king. You're a king. We are all kings and queens. And, you know, we are all the king of our, you know, domain. You know, a man's home is his castle. And, you know, so I was trying to, you know, set myself up, not to have people bow down and kiss my ring, but to set myself up as having the same rights to property. You know, the right to, you know, go where I want. The way in previous, you know, times, only the king and queen were allowed to do. And so, like I said, it was just sitting there watching the news, and it just struck me that we're trying to play it both ways. We claim in the Declaration that all men and women are created equal, that we have no class system here, that everybody is equal in the eyes of the law. And at the same time, we're paying homage. I mean, we're spending all this media attention. Oh, the queen is coming. Oh, you know, the prince and princess are here. And, you know, we just get all flustered. I mean, almost more than celebrities. But we do the same thing with our Hollywood movie stars. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, what are the movie stars wearing this week so I can go to the store and buy the same clothes or use the same cologne? Like, grow up. Make up your own mind. Do what you want. You know, don't hurt anybody. Don't take their stuff. And you should be pretty much good to go.
Yes, Michael Badnarik. He's the author of Secret to Sovereignty, or How to Survive the Second American Revolution. We'll tell you how to get the book after we come back from this brief break. Say thanks to our sponsors. ConstitutionPreservation.org is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to learn more about Michael, my dear friend. We've got more with him after the break.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health?
Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, now available 6 days a week. Not just one, right? Here on GCN Live, every Sunday we kick it off, but Monday through Friday as well through naturalnewsradio.com. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. All the archived links up, as well as the links to today's show and my dear friend Michael Badnarik, author of Secret Sovereignty. Michael, I understand you said I might be in trouble in Australia if I make fun of the Queen. Is that right?
Well, impersonating the Queen, and this relates right back to Kate Middleton's pregnancy. She's got some malady where her morning sickness is really extreme. She was in the hospital, and there were two radio DJs in Australia that called the hospital pretending to be the Queen. And, you know, they got all this information. They were being very, very polite to, you know, the Queen Mother and giving her all the, you know, the information. And then it turned out that it was just a, you know, radio prank. I love the Australians. They've got a really great sense of humor. Unfortunately, they got into trouble when the nurse at the hospital committed suicide for accidentally giving out this information. And I think that the suicide is really sad because it shows just how seriously the British take their royalty. Hmm. I mean, a woman committed suicide because, you know, she was fooled into thinking somebody was the Queen? I mean, that's pretty severe. I mean, that's not being able to take a joke.
Right. And Michael, any other country that has, let's say, acknowledged that sovereignty is with the people instead of the government, like a king or a queen? I mean, obviously now the United States is not operating like it was intended to, but let's just say at the origin point, the Declaration of Independence that started it all, any other country founded with that basis?
You know, I don't know. There have been a lot of countries that have adopted forms of our Constitution, maybe not word for word, but the general idea that, you know, the people are in charge. You know, if your listeners want the basic, if they want to get down to brass tacks, read Frederick Bastiat's The Law, and you can download it for free. If it takes you longer than 2 hours, you've dozed off in the process, and you understand what a legitimate government is supposed to do. And it's really well written, very simple and easy to understand. And when you read the law, then you look at the Constitution and go, well, of course, now I understand what this document is supposed to be doing. And sadly, you also go, wait a minute, Washington, D.C. isn't doing any of that. You know, they're not protecting our life, liberty, and property. They're, well, basically in it for their own wealth. And it's, you know, difficult because when you realize just how far from the Constitution our government is, now it places, you know, right in your own lap the responsibility of fixing it. And that's where my newest book comes in, Secrets of Sovereignty. Basically kind of gives you some, you know, step-by-step details on what you can personally do to kind of fix the way things are. And as I say in my preface, I've got the answer, but you're not going to like it.
Yes, but it is so important to read it and learn it and then begin to live it. But, of course, sovereignty is always about personal responsibility and playing that self out in an individual or unique way because you're not like anyone else. Although the concepts and principles are sound and they don't change, but tapping into them and then playing them out in your life may be different from the 250, 350 other million Americans, but that's cool. We were okay with that at one point in time.
That's right. As long as we all agree not to hurt each other, not to take each other's stuff, we can live in prosperity and happiness and love. I mean, we could have the Christmas spirit 12 months a year.
Well, talk about that vitamin L. The federal government doesn't often deliver it, although we still have those on the liberal left and also the pseudo-conservative right, neocons, that believe that government is some sort of benevolent force for good, whether it be on the left to try to redistribute wealth, whether it be on the right to redistribute what they call democracy around the world, despite our founding fathers abhorring that form of government.
Yeah, again, most people have antiquated ideas about what the government is supposed to be, which is why I point them to Bastiat's The Law, because, I mean, it is so simple. If you don't know how to add your numbers correctly, you're never going to balance the checkbook, and you're always going to wonder why you're out of money. And, you know, you need to go back to the basics, you know, the simple arithmetic, and once you get that, then everything else just starts to make more sense.
Well, when we come back from this break with Michael Bednarik, we'll tell you how to get back to the basics with his new book, Secret to Sovereignty. How do you get a hold of them without Federal Reserve notes? Wow, big question. Michael will solve that one as well. After the break, right here on the Robert Scott Belt Show, robertscottbelt.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Sharing the vitamin L and asking no permission of the government to do so. Michael Bednarik, my dear friend, new book, Secret of Sovereignty, or How to Survive the Second American Revolution. My guest this hour, check it out. Links up at robertscadbell.com. You can call us at 800-259-5791. The question is, how do we get a hold of it, Michael? This one's not in Barnes & Noble or on Amazon, but it is available for 1 ounce of silver, and people are still confused by that. Wait a second, what do you mean, silver? Is that money? What's up with that?
Yeah, it is money, as a matter of fact. I do not accept monopoly money. Nobody's surprised about that. I don't accept great-granddad's Confederate money from the Civil War. Nobody's surprised about that. But I don't take Federal Reserve notes. I mean, dollars? Well, no, I don't take Federal Reserve notes because all of those are worthless pieces of paper. You know, we're facing a fiscal cliff. The Federal Reserve has been counterfeiting our money since 1913. That's why all of your prices are going up, food prices going up, gas prices going up. It's not because the commodity has become more necessary or more valuable. It's only because the paper that you're exchanging for those commodities is becoming worth less and less and less. And so I want barter. I will trade you a valuable book for something of value. The easiest way is an ounce of silver. But, you know, if you've got, you know, a couple of nice apple pies, you want to bring them to the door, yeah, I'll, you know, make me an offer. But we're going to have to trade value for value.
And if Michael, what if somebody gets really upset with you and is like, oh, I don't know about this sovereignty thing. I want to be, beholden to the government. I want the government to take care of me. Michael, you're threatening my way of life. I'm going to turn you in for not accepting Federal Reserve notes.
They can do whatever they want. If they want to be, you know, a slave to the government, I'm not telling them what they have to do. I'm just telling those people that are interested in being free. I mean, everybody complains about the government, but you got to know what the problem is. And the problem doesn't lie so much with government as in our response to it. You know, if I tell you to get on all fours and bark like a dog, and you do, you're obviously conforming to my demands for whatever reason. You know, anybody tells me to get down on all fours and bark like a dog, my response is probably not fit for radio.
So, yes, thank you for not saying exactly what you would say.
And most people who know me wouldn't even dare ask the question. So it is an attitude, it's a way of life, and it requires personal responsibility. You know, you got to take charge of your own life. And I plot out kind of important factors that are necessary, but just because I've drawn the map, you still have to do the walking. And so, you know, I recognize that my new book is not for everybody, and it is. It's going to make some people quiver with fear because, like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe he's doing that. Well, you know, I'm living my life. Nobody has control over me. And I, you know, I'm polite to the Queen. I would treat her with the same respect that I would treat any elderly woman or any person You know, treat them with civility because they are human.
Oh, but, Michael, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, but I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to curtsy. Right. I'm, you know, not going to conform
I don't
to
want
all
to
those.
Michael, I don't want to see you curtsy, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, I threw that in because it does make it so ridiculous.
It does. And, of course, if we're looking, as we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we live the rightful remedy or rightful remedies, depending on how we look at it. I look at where we are at the corporate United States, the takeover of the de jure United States, and say they've run up a debt with the cooperation by ignorant and willing or willful or whatever, Americans, all 200-something million, however many it's been growing to. And there's a debt now that physically impossible to be repaid unless you print enough Federal Reserve notes, of course, diminishing the value of each one, which is already valueless, to the point where it would reach another solar system or another galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely true. Well, the system is created so that the more money you print, the worse the problem gets. It's like, oh my gosh, I've got a fire. You know, Robert, bring me more, you know, pails of gasoline that I can throw in the fire. And it's like, oh my gosh, every time I throw a pail of, you know, gasoline, the fire gets bigger. Well, idiot, stop throwing gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're down on the bottom of a hole, stop digging.
Well, that's the thing, that the one thing that Bernanke doesn't get, Timothy Geithner says he doesn't want to change, and most Democrats and even Boehner is going, well, we don't need to look at the Federal Reserve so much anymore now that Ron Paul is retiring. But rightful remedy, again, I think it's in The Secret to Sovereignty, your new book. It's not going to be in Congress. It's not going to be in the Senate. It's not going to be at the Supreme Court level. You know, to some degree, it's in the Constitution. You know, you can look at the 10th Amendment, but how are the states going to be party to this debt that can't be repaid? I mean, a lot of them are going to go, dude, we don't want any part of this anymore.
Right. And I think that in 2013, a lot more people are going to come to the realization of how big the problem is. And Benjamin Franklin said that a revolution is a change in the way that people think. And that's the second American Revolution that I'm really talking about. I'm trying to change the way that people think, to have them understand the truth.
Well, you're doing it all so well, and that's why I appreciate you so much, Michael. And plus, you're swimming. Those of you who remember where you came from, you literally went to the other side and came back. And you are seriously back, because you're working the fitness thing, you're swimming your laps and doing all the right things to keep you well, and we want you well for a long time to come.
Well, I ain't planning to go away real easy, so I should hope to be around for a long time.
Well, and that's an important point for me. All of my friends in Liberty, who I love dearly, and including you, Michael, that weren't schooled in taking care of that physical body, that temple, a gift of life. And that's what we continue to promote here. Michael Bednarik's book is available, Secret to Sovereignty. I have the links up at robertscottbell.com. Michael, thank you for being here.
Happy holidays, my friend.
To you as well. Listen, if you got questions or comments about this hour, give me a call right now. We'll put you in line, 800-259-5791. We've got lots more healing to go. End the world, drugging, government gas, chelating autism, reversing arthritis, and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.